Jebba Kone fled to Liberia as a young woman nearly 18 years ago. She has no intention of going back, even though Sierra Leone is now at peace. Kone says there's nothing left for her there because rebels killed her entire family.
When you go home, you're depending on the mother, father, good brother, the mean sister, they have to drink the water.
Kone is among several thousand Sierra Leoneans applying for Liberian citizenship as part of a program sponsored by the UN Refugee Agency and the Liberian government. She says it was not an easy decision.
It was hard for me to say, but I just have to say it because no way for me.
Liberian Patrick Wilson is a social worker with the aid group Child Fund International. He says the program gives people access to housing, land for farming, and help to pay school fees.
Assimilation is a process that you go through, try to understand the makeup of the environment. Okay, so what we see happening is that there's a gradual process of adapting themselves to the norms and values that befit this community. And the people that we have brought to this community are respectful people.
Wilson says there are many reasons why people are deciding to stay in Liberia. Some speak of the trauma they experienced during the long civil war. Others say nothing at all. Bahai Trawale left Sierra Leone's Calahoun district and crossed the border in August of 1991. He now has six children who were born in Liberia.
I was a refugee, but I've decided not to go back home. And I've decided to be integrated into the Liberian society.
Trawale says he does sometimes think about what life's like now in Sierra Leone, but he's confident it's better for his family to stay in Liberia.
When I think about the past days that I was a young man, then sometimes when the feeling comes in me, I feel nostalgia to go back home, but for now I cannot. And I have kids that are quite used to the Liberian society. I love the place. That's why I decided to stay there.
After nearly 20 years, Trawale thinks of himself as a Liberian and hopes to soon make that change official.
Now I've considered myself to be a Liberian because I've opted for integration. And the UNHCR and the Liberian government are working towards that for me to become a full-fledged Liberian citizen.
Liberia's state-run Refugee Repatriation and Resettlement Commission is building houses for more than 3,500 former refugees from Sierra Leone who've chosen local integration since the end of the voluntary UN repatriation program last year. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.